What the professor fails to understand, viewing all of us as he does from the top of his academic ivory tower, is that progress is built by the multitudes who work to achieve it.
For whom is progress achieved?
For everyone.
Even those who don't work for it?
The modern world does not belong solely to the visionaries.
But it does. The visionaries control government. They control commerce.
Not anymore. The landings are proof of that. The Soviet people have decided to move forward, and we shall bring the rest of the world with us if they are willing to place the common good above personal gain.
Please explain to me how you can talk about the common good when there are rampant food shortages in your country, people are starving in the streets of your biggest cities.
You are referring to entirely false stories propagated by unscrupulous Western media outlets, including your little magazine, which I do not read, but I have been told about.
Of course you don't read a publication run under the principles of a free press. Soviet newspapers recycle stories about great big fields of wheat and pastures with thousands of heads of cattle, which, of course, are entirely fictional.
Are you attempting to bait me into defending the basic care of our people?
I would relish the opportunity to be proven wrong.
Draw breath, and that is accomplished.
Oh, I see the cat has claws.
How dare you, sir? I am a representative of the government of the most powerful nation on Earth.
Did you hear that? The gauntlet has been thrown. The USSR is apparently the most powerful nation on Earth. There surely are prizes to be won in the category of self-publicity. But I, for one, can't conceive of a global economy led by a continent of sheep farmers and incompetent bureaucrats.
Explain to me using very small words, because I am sure that is what you are most able to comprehend with a second-rate education in a third-rate culture that applauds mediocrity and takes its talking point from backwards degenerates like you.
Please, by all means, take your time. I'm going to live forever.
How is it that the United States got to where it is with so little effort?
Is that a compliment?
You have misunderstood me if you believe it is.
Well, English is a notoriously difficult second language.
So little effort because the nation solves its problems by tossing money or grenades at the issue.
What issues in particular are you referring to?
Name one. Name three. Your people demand change. They are protesting in the nation's capital right now, and you remain impassive to progress as a point of pride. As though the people have temporarily taken leave of their senses and will shortly be coming around the idea that might equals right.
In this case, yes. In this case, we set an example. Look, Natalia, I would admire your transparency if it weren't so repugnant.
Oh, your sanctimony is the envy of the world.
Listen to me, you totalitarian rat. Your people should be revolting. They should burn the Kremlin down and sow the ground with salt. This isn't your glory. This isn't the will of the people. It's the luck of the draw. If one thing had gone wrong, another cosmonaut died, or two, or 20, the whole mission would have been scuttled, and we would have gotten there first. You'd be on this show hat in hand, begging us to tell you how we did it.
The glory belongs to everyone on this planet, even you. It is fatuous to divide humanity into those who do and those who do not do.
There is no version of reality where every single person contributes to the good of society.
I defy you to say that we would still be sitting here today if the people whom history has forgotten are truly inessential to progress.
Perhaps we would have sat here later or earlier. We could be speaking about the French landing on the moon and the steam-powered flying machines invented by Jules Verne, or the Florentines and the corkscrew helicopter of Leonardo's day. It takes a great mind to synthesize the ideas of many into one.
This is difficult to make clear to someone living in a democracy.
What, that there are no geniuses?
That the production of scientific knowledge is a collective endeavor. That artisans develop their understanding of the natural world not out of a thirst for knowledge, but out of necessity. Every day, with their brains and their hands, we need to go into space. We need need to go to the moon, and so we stab in the dark until we find what our target is. Then we collectively go forward with full force.
Perhaps this is difficult to explain to a socialist, but information wants to be free.
The free market doesn't account for...
Charming. A communist complaining about capitalism. Exactly what I want to hear.
Shut up a minute, will you?
I will not shut up if you're going to bore me with a civics lesson in agrarian socialism. I might as well go back to high school. I assure you, you're not telling me anything new. Your way of life is backward, it is cruel, and destroys the very concept of the individual.
If given half the chance, I am certain that the United States would leave us behind.